So I'm squirting out all over the place. I'm running around, fishing it off the floor. I pick it up and go squirting off again.
Wow. He's soaping a rope.
That was embarrassing.
Well, in case you haven't figured out, this is this is Big Foamy Head.
Oh, my God.
Show 37, the Festival Beer Show. We just made that up. Because like our lost weekend we just had, we're having a just our own little beer festival with all kinds of different beers. And what are we drinking right now?
It's another one of those refrigerator beer shows. Yep. This is the Baltica 6, which is a porter. I've had it in my fridge forever, so
okay,
just trying to clean them out.
And shall I say that we open the show differently with and the music that you hear right now playing this is Green Onions. Booker T and the MGs.
Booker T and the MGs, who we just saw live, like on Sunday. Yeah. My voice is hoarse because I yelled too much like pool.
Still?
Yeah.
It's been, what, 4 days?
Well.
3 days.
I yelled for 3 solid days.
Okay.
And I've
so we, that's right. We went there for a 3 day near full time drunk, and Monday dried out, and Tuesday finished drying out. Oh, and it's Wednesday now.
And this is about as soon as we can get back to you all.
Yeah, this is the most coherent we've
about
been.
Our adventures.
So we talked about it. We've been leading up to this for months, right? Talking about the music festival. And it was everything and more.
Everything and more.
It was a lot of fun. We had a huge lineup. We got a lot of music today, so this will be probably not as much talking, a lot more drinking and bluesing.
And there's not a lot of theme to our beers at all.
None.
It's just whatever we had.
Right. And we kind of wandered from beer to beer.
I did find some interesting stuff on Wikipedia regarding the Baltica.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got 9 of them. We got 6 and 9 tonight. So
okay.
We'll be trying those. 0 is non-alcoholic. 2 is a pale beer. 3 is a pale lager. Baltica 4 is an amber.
So this is 6. It's a porter.
6 is a porter, and it's a dark.
It's a and it's 7% alcohol.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
And 9 goes up to 8%, and that's a lager also.
And we warmed up with some wheat beers.
Yes, we did. We had
James.
Yeah. Spencer's Hefeweizen, and quite good, James.
Yeah,
good job.
Very good. Very good.
He was concerned about it, but our tasting was just fine.
Yeah.
And we swirled the yeast like a man.
Yep.
And
and we have a special guest on the show who we just released back into the wild.
Oh, I was going to play it out there.
Christy we thought I was talking about her.
No, we were fixing to eat them.
I'm free.
But it was we have video. We don't know what the audio is going to be yet, but it'll be on the website of what were you doing? You're out there cleaning your pool?
I was draining my pool. We've had storms nonstop, and my pool is about to overflow. So I was draining it out, and I looked in the bottom of it, and there's this little crawdad floating around.
Right.
Swimming around quite vigorously, actually.
And pools are not the natural habitat of the crawdad.
So we talked about having a crawfish boil, and I thought I'd bring them in. We could eat the little sucker.
So it's kind of like our version of Larry the Lobster that they did on Saturday Night Live for so long. Yeah, except ours is... We call him Muggs the Crawfish.
Muggs the Mud Bug.
The Mud Bug.
Who is now he's free and roaming the
lake. He's been released into the wild. Did you tag him? Put the little tractor on him?
No,
the beacon?
I'm wondering how I got my pool. I don't live that close to the lake.
He was a good size, too.
Yeah, he was.
He was eating size. What'd you say? He's a good 3/4 of an ounce worth of meat?
That's right. Put the old Creole sauce on him.
Yeah, he would have been good. I said, if he only had 300 more, we'd be set.
But, so look forward to that download.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be extremely clever and humorous once we think about it.
Another warm-up beer we had was Boulevard. I'm sorry. Pre-show beer.
Yeah.
Was Boulevard Brewing Company. I don't want to rip people off outright saying warm-up beers. But
oh, okay. Who says that?
Another podcast,
okay.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Several of them, I'm sure. But... So that's out of Kansas City, I guess. Kenny's dad brought it to us, and it was quite good.
Yeah, it was. Very wheaty. There's a wheat beer, right?
Yeah, it says it's good. Available year-round in both bottles and draft. Pale malt and malted. I'm sorry, I'm reading.
You're
soft red
you're
winter
still a little
wheat,
rough around the edges, aren't you?
Magnum and Simcoe hops. starting gravity 11.3 Plato. I don't know the Plato.
Don't get standard. Lost in the Plato, right?
alcohol by volume 3.6 by weight. Yeah. We won't worry about calories.
I'd have just said it was a wheat beer Kenny's dad brought us.
Yeah.
And been done with it.
It says it's an unfiltered wheat beer, is a lively, refreshing ale with a natural citrusy flavor and distinctive cloudy appearance.
But we need to talk about
good stuff.
What a card. Okay. So let's remember back.
Set the Wayback Machine
Friday,
to way back.
Last Friday, we go down there, and your wife accompanied us.
That's right. She did the first day.
Yep. And so we got down there, and we had to make an immediate pit stop before we even got through the gates. A good thing about going to the festival is it's downtown and surrounded by bars in Beale Street.
That's right.
So we stopped in at Swig's, the local martini bar, to get liquored up before we went in and try and get something good before we got in there, because we knew our only choice was going to be Budweiser or something like that. We didn't know, right? So we got in there.
We safely assumed that you wouldn't have a very good selection.
No, right. So we got in there, and Christy and Carol got their apple martinis, and I drank a big old dirty martini. And
I think I had a Guinness style, yeah.
And then we got into the park, and it was I hadn't seen the numbers. I know it was down. It was like 10% fewer. But
it was raining all weekend.
Yeah, it was raining. The rain was coming out. We had our ponchos. We were all set. And what was the first one? We went to the Blues tent right off the bat, right? Dwayne Burnside?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Was that your contribution there? Yes. But it was good. It was good from the beginning.
Intro, I guess.
Okay, this is my wife, Christy.
Yeah, the crawfish gets a bigger. Thank you.
Christy's been resistant about coming on the
podcast. Yeah, really. So it's only taken 37 attempts to get her down.
Fortunate and glad to have her here.
That's right. So, but she's our designated driver for going back upstairs. But and I think she drank more beer at the festival than all of last year combined.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, once the martini took effect and we got in there. So we got in there, and there were those beer carts everywhere.
Yes.
So with a 16-ounce Bud and Bud Light, and that was pretty much your choice, Bud, Bud Light. That was it.
They had Corona.
Yeah, we found Corona, but that wasn't the first
one. Yeah, if you wanted to get all swanky, you could buy a Corona.
A 12-ounce for the same price. And these are $4 beers.
Yeah.
So needless to say, we ran through a lot of money.
Yeah, it bleeds out quickly.
And food.
I
was eating everything I could find, and nothing was good for me. But
we don't worry about
that. No, we don't care. So we got in there. We saw Dwayne Burnside, or all Burnside's son. Well, you got the little calendar there. And we've got a lot of music on the show that we brought back.
It says Dwayne Burnside and Mississippi Mafia.
Yeah.
And he had the grill on his teeth.
Yeah, he did. He had a full metal grill. And he was playing. He was real good and had his little boy come out there.
Yeah, he introduced his little boy. That was so sweet.
So that's like the third generation, Burnside. That kid was like, he's right at home on there. We missed Big Star and some of the others. And later on, as the rain came pouring down, we walked all the way back to the other end of the country. And this is, all right, Tom Lee Park from one end to the other is probably close to half a mile. Is my guess.
Is that all it is? I thought it'd be a little longer.
It seems that way. But we were doing some serious walking, and we walked all the way to the end because Rick had to go see Brian Adams. So
that's
we go
why
down
I
there.
Couldn't wait to see him.
And that's the only reason he went. But so we went and watched that, and that was pretty good. He put on a show, and then we turned around and headed back, and we peek in at some of these other. Things is Marty Casey and the Love Hammers, which they were calling us saying, you should have seen this. And what did you say? Where was he from?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. You told me. Marty Casey was like the guy from NXS. He lost.
Oh, yeah, from the NXS show when they try to get the new lead singer.
So the next morning on the paper, it shows this guy hanging upside down from the stage rigging. He was like climbing around singing and stuff. But so we missed that show. We heard it was good. We missed Big Star.
We missed a ton of folks.
Yeah, there was a lot we missed. Then and so we walk all the way back to the other end of the park, and this is for the finish. And this is when you had your yet another epiphany. We saw B.B. King.
Yeah, he was remarkable. The best performer of the weekend, I guarantee.
It was great. It was great.
That old man, 80 years old, yeah, sitting on a chair, yeah, rocking away with Lucille's guitar.
Yeah.
Just singing them blues.
And he really enjoyed that, too.
Yeah, he's a remarkable guy.
Yeah, and we had a big time, and the age range. The nice thing about it is you got kids up there watching as well as old people. And it was a big time, real big time. So we're going to play a little BB. Right now, this is a classic BB King.
One of my favorite blues songs.
And probably everybody, the thrill is gone.
boy, if I could just crawl under that desk, I could really sleep for.
That's what I need. I need a
few minutes at least.
I went outside and took off most of my clothes that I could legally. And laid on the wooden deck.
Well, that's because you took Monday off. I didn't know.
I know, because I knew I was going to be incapacitated. We just did it. You laid in bed like the entire day and night, right?
Yeah.
Monday.
Yeah.
Recovering.
I'm still tired.
But Sunday, we cut off early. We stopped. I mean, yeah. It was around 8 o'clock when we stopped drinking. And we were. Yeah.
Sunday?
Yes.
No, we got home at 2 a.m.
I know, but that's because we went and saw
a beer
show.
You had a beer in your hand at 1.
Maybe you thought you quit drinking.
No, y'all did cut back from what you were drinking.
No, what was it?
Yeah, but we only used one hand instead of two.
That's right.
No, I thought that we'd cut back on Sunday because then we went to the restaurant and waited for... Yeah.
Okay,
5 hours to eat.
Yeah.
But we digress.
Yeah, we're moving way too far.
All right, well, we're drinking another Baltica.
So we're going to set the Wayback Machine to what, Saturday?
Saturday.
Now?
Okay. It's Saturday, and you are there. Now, this one, we got up Saturday going, oh, God, I'm tired, and
yes,
and
we
proceeded
did.
To head down there. To get down there to what time we get down there? We missed first act or two. But I tell you what, this is the thing that while we were down at B.B. King, I guess 3-6 Mafia was playing Friday night. I did not see or hear them at all.
By gosh, we missed them.
I know. Yeah. We totally missed them. So anyway, we're down there Saturday, and we had all kinds of things going on. I mean, that was a day. It was just eat up with blues and Memphis Soul, some of the acts that we were going to watch and some that we saw, Cake. Jerry Lee Lewis, we didn't go see him. We'll tell you one in a minute. Little Richard, Eric Sardinas, who I had never heard of. And this guy was great. He put on a show. John Lee Hooker Jr., saw a little of him. The Bar Kays, Memphis own Bar Kays. We saw them. We saw, who else we got here? Honey Tribe with Devon or Devin Allman. We missed him, but he came back stage to play with Richard Johnston and Jesse May Hemphill.
Right. That's right.
Now, this is a curious thing that I'm noticing looking at some of the headliners were in their 70s and 80s. You don't find that a lot. On Friday, you had B.B. King. On Saturday, you had Little Richard. And on Sunday, closing out the show, James Brown.
James Brown, that's the show, right? No, it wasn't raining to the beer tent when James Brown was on.
It's because we were on day three, drinking a lot.
I figured that I'd kind of stopped at
but
that
you,
point.
You, I got to say, you were at your best Saturday night.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You were all over the place.
Go ahead. Let's get it out. Well, we went to see the Romantics. And
the Romantics. Yeah. Okay, I forgot about them. Yeah, we saw the Romantics.
Our neighbor, Alan, was with me, and we're both kind of amped up. So we went out, and we were crashing stage and stuff. So.
Yeah, looking for your diabetic friend, Joe.
Well, that was the excuse to get up front.
Shoving people down into the dirt, trying to get your way up there to the front. I got to get his insulin to him.
Just so we can get up there and do a little bit of slam dancing.
Yeah.
And your special beats.
But you were grabbing people. It says, "What a body surf!" And you're like grabbing people and hoisting them. It wasn't you. Tell me about some poor guy that you
one
grabbed
guy went about 3 feet and he fell flat. They didn't surf him on.
No.
But there was a girl that we got going, and she went pretty far.
That was funny. It was not really the best body surfing crowd there, I guess. But
we were only at the Romantics for about 15 minutes or so.
And I don't know where we were.
There was just so much stuff going on.
We were somebody or somewhere. We were all over the place. But Bar Kays, we caught the tail end of that show. And that was good. They did a good job. They were getting people up on stage. And, they've been around forever. They were Otis Redding's backup band. And we should get some Bar Kays music play. Maybe we'll tag that on to the end. But it was great.
Well, that's kind of a staple of the show. They've been on before.
Yeah, that's true. But we were standing there, right, drunk, leaning against, holding up the pole, the one of the light poles, and y'all had gone off somewhere. we had lost y'all temporarily because we were at the Royal Caribbean cruise ship inflatable boat, yeah. Which was a little disturbing.
How was that? I didn't go into that.
It was just a film of cruises.
They weren't trying to sell you a cruise, were they?
No.
We also did not into the Bud Light.
No, we didn't. Exhibit. There was a lot of stuff. Yeah, we can talk for days about what we didn't do.
Yeah,
but but while we were there, though, this is like a pivotal decision point. And somebody I know from work wandered up and sees our drunk ass was hanging onto the pole. And we said something to her about we couldn't figure out who was playing. Was it Jerry Lee Lewis and the Barquets or vice versa? Because depending, they'd screwed up the schedules and they were contradictory, right? One had them one before the other. And she said, we just left Jerry Lee Lewis, and it was heartbreaking. He couldn't sing. He could play, but he couldn't sing. And the last time I saw Jerry Lee Lewis, it was kind of heading that way. So we made the collective decision. Yeah, not to go see Jerry Lee. So we passed on that.
But then Jane and I heard someone say that it was really good.
Yeah.
So
we may have screwed that deal.
Yeah.
We don't know. But there's so many people there. That's the only problem with all this is you just can't go there. Everything, right?
Yeah, I didn't mind missing Jerry Lee. No, right. That wasn't an issue for me.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about the old people there. One of the guys that we wanted to see that we were hoping to play some of his stuff on the show, and we kind of know about this guy kind of indirectly. There's this instrument called a lobo. It's like a cigar box with two broom handles.
Yeah,
and
the guy's name
an electric
Johnny
guitar.
Lowe, and he's in Xanadu Records. So.
Is he the guy with the bandana with the old lady that came out singing with him?
Well, no,
he was the guy using the lobo.
And so the thing is this guy invents this thing, which wasn't an instrument at all. It was a piece of art, and he made it into an actual instrument. And then this guy, Richard Johnston, who is a one-man blues man. He's got a feet drum. The snare cymbals, hi-hat cymbals, the snare drum with his front part of his foot and the a bass drum with the other foot, and he's playing a guitar or a lobo or something with the other one. So anyway, this guy's really good. He won Handy Blues Awards last year or year before. And so we go to see him, right? And he was good. I mean, he was tearing it up all over the place. And then he brings on his special guest.
Yeah, he goes, she's in the building.
She's in the building. It's like
amping it up, and we're all getting excited.
It's like royalty. And it's Jessie Mae Hemphill, who is a country blues legend. You can look her up on Wikipedia, and it says she's born in 1933. So we're going to play a little bit of this song, right?
And it's pretty good. It's downright. That's
okay.
We may play
the whole thing. It's country blues. This is Jessie Mae Hemphill and Richard Johnston.
go to bed, dinner, baby. And daddy gonna love your troubles away. Hush now, baby, don't you cry. Daddy's gonna buy you a diamond sky. Hush now, baby, don't say a word. Daddy gonna buy you a mountain low.
Yay! Play it, play it, play it. I know you're gonna get that girl a diamond ring. And I know you're gonna buy her a mockingbird.
Yeah.
And if that mockingbird don't sing, you told that girl you're gonna buy her a diamond ring. I know you're gonna do that.
I like that.
Oh, sweet baby, don't you cry. Mama gonna cook you a potato pie. Oh, baby, don't you cry. Mama gonna cook you a blackberry pie. Oh, baby, don't you cry. Mama gonna cook you a cherry pie. Oh, baby, don't you cry. Mama gonna cook you a peach pie.
Girl, bear, dinner, baby. And daddy's gonna love you till the break of day.
Jesse May Hemp Hill and Richard Johnston.
I hope you guys like that. I mean, I hope you enjoy the show. It really is a good sampling of the the blues and the Delta music, and we got some more fun things.
And that's like the real old style Delta country blues, where you had one guitar and that was pretty much it.
Well, this, like you said, this guy was a one man band. He had his snare drum and his lobo.
And before he had Jesse May come on, he invited back on one of the guys we missed, Devin Allman.
Son of the Allman Brothers.
Son of Greg Allman. Right? And he came out there, and man, it's like he's good.
He played.
And so we talked about Bud Diddley,
talk about Bud Diddley.
Bo Diddley. Bo Diddley was above the bar case. We talked about bar case.
Yeah.
So speaking of beer,
we're enjoying these.
We're enjoying what is this?
Our Baltica Extra 9 Lager.
Okay. And so what'd you say? Tastes like beer?
No, it's good. It's a strong lager.
It is strong. Yeah, it is. It's very strong. So
that's our tribute to Russian beers, and it's out of my refrigerator now.
So we're done with the Russian
section. And we actually
drank
these before on a show.
Yeah, we did.
Show 15.
About. Yeah.
No.
Oh, you looked it up?
No, it's show 15. It's the one we never published.
Okay. Oh, the missing show. Okay, yes. All right. So there, you get to relive that. And so we saw all these people, right? And although the beer sucked there, Bud Light and Bud, there was a lot of it. And you did more than your share.
We both did.
But I'm sitting there. Wasn't that Saturday night that I'm sitting there, right? And this is how I have my friends with me. I don't have a beer in my hand. And Rick's gone off somewhere.
To get a beer.
Well, they let you buy two tomorrow.
And Alan's gone
off somewhere.
Let's either
get the beer or go to the bathroom.
And so here comes Alan, staggering back. He's got two beers, and he hands me a beer. And I was like, oh, that's nice. And here comes Rick. I mean, it's 10 seconds later, come back, hands me a beer.
So, that was nice.
I had my beers going on. And so needless to say, it got real bleary real fast. And then as we were headed down
to see Cake later on,
we ran into yet another celebrity.
Jesus Christ.
He was there.
He was there, and guess what? I ran and bought him a Bud Light. Or Budweiser, actually. Jesus was a Budweiser drinker.
And you remember what he said on his robe? He had a bumper sticker on his robe.
It's a good thing Jesus loves you because everyone else thinks you're an asshole.
and if you don't believe this, we got the picture on the website.
And this is the nicest guy.
He ought to be.
Yeah, so I got my picture made with Jesus and the porta potties in the background.
And that was a little interesting how the porta potties glowed.
They glowed
in this picture. Mm-hmm. A little special lighting effect there. But yeah, he was. He was a nice guy. Walked a little bit with us, and then we went on to see Cake, and Jesus disappeared.
And I remembered I really didn't like Cake that well.
No. They were okay. They were like trying to be political, but they were just too apathetic about it. They sucked. But it was good. They finished with their one big song.
Right? I want a girl in a short skirt and a long jacket. Yeah. And I have no idea what the hell that means still to this day. Other than he likes short skirts and long jackets.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But who doesn't?
Yeah. So we talked about this beer. What are you getting into now?
We're getting into the Belgian. Our fifth Abbey, correct? I believe we've been through four Abbeys, and this will be
our fifth. we've been tracking our
And this is refrigerator beer because we didn't really squeeze it into our Abbey show.
Right. We didn't have enough Belgians. This is one that I found in San Francisco. And so this makes five of the six official
Trappist
ales that are sanctioned, made by monks. And this is from the Ashel Abbey, Trappist Abbey. And Christy's.
Chunky. It's chunky.
Mine
is chunky.
Yours is hazier and chunky. I think you should have rolled it.
I must have had a chemical reaction.
I wish I'd seen yours.
I think you should have rolled it. Well, it has a little whiff to it.
The last time we had a chunky beer was ale also, an Abbey.
Well, you know, I think you got some of the yeast in there because mine looks different. That's pretty bizarre that we just poured that out of the same bottle and yours looks completely different. So
but I'm not going to be a girly man. I am going to drink it.
You're
going to
drink it all.
That's right.
And lick the foam off the glass.
Little Richard, the other act we saw, it was pouring down rain. We're all wearing our ponchos. And a sweet old man, 73 years old, comes out on stage and, you know, I'm 73 and I'm so pretty.
That's right.
Little Richard, so pretty.
He was proud of himself.
Yes, he was.
And he played. He played pretty good.
He played in the pouring rain.
But
I've got to give him credit.
What was that thing? No, it's not.
Of course, we only stayed for one song.
I'm starting to get confused. All the acts are starting to run together. I was going to start fussing about the song that he did that wasn't his, but that wasn't Little Richard.
So we should set the Wayback Machine to Sunday now.
Yeah, so we're okay, but Saturday, though, what did we do after that? We left there. I mean, we're that was just sloppy drunk. We went to Huey's, and y'all were ragging on the poor bartender. Huey's is like the local, not quite a Fern bar. They make real good hamburgers. And so this is like 2 in the morning, and we're in there ordering beers. Bring us this. Bring us that. And ragging on the bartender, and he was like your big buddy. You wouldn't leave that bartender alone. I mean, waiter, the poor guy. And Al is just like, we're just like ordering everything off the menu. We need chili cheese fries now.
Well, I only had the fried mozzarella.
Yeah, I know. You went light on us. But, God.
All these guys are sitting down to heavy meals at 2 in the morning. I was like, oh, my God.
Well, but we remember now, where did we do all our dining while we were at the fair? I mean, the music fest.
Most of the barbecue tents.
But where did we eat?
Rib.
The table.
Our
top of the
our
trash
official
cans.
Table. We'd find garbage cans.
Every
closed. The lid was closed.
Every time I turned around, Dick was congregating around a garbage can.
I know.
He had this special affination or affinity.
I know. Well, you know, it was there. I didn't have to walk far to throw my plate away. But yeah, we hit every barbecue place there was. And they all pretty much sucked.
And Willingham's was there. And they had good room.
Right. And we referred to him on last show.
Right.
And they were probably the best ones that that we had. And, yeah, there was a lot of food, a lot of drinking, a lot of everything going on. Okay, so it's Saturday, and this is during the day. And this is probably, I think, from a performance, the most energetic performance, this guy we had never, ever heard of.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're going with.
Eric Sardinas.
Yes.
This guy, and the weird deal about him was this guy did not talk.
Usually, we didn't expect it.
No, when we
didn't expect anything. Never heard of this name.
When we came in, there's this guy up there talking, right? And I'm thinking, oh, that's the lead singer. No, he's the bass player. He's just the bass player. And he does the talking while Eric ponders whatever it is he's pondering.
Deep thoughts.
Or smoking a cigarette or something.
Is this before or after he took off his shirt?
This is before.
The guy was just covered in body art.
Yeah, so it's like, but he starts playing. Man, could he play?
Yeah,
and
he was jamming.
He was just all over. But he's one of those people that, like, you can listen, you can kind of get a sense of it in the
it's
music.
Not going to translate as well through the podcast.
But we got to record it. We got a live version.
But this guy was insane. He was all over the stage. He was around in the crowd. He was
just a wild man. He was everywhere. And
exceptional talent.
He did a fantastic job. And this is one of the things that we have got a live recording from the Not Todd and Blues Festival. And this will give you a good idea. This is Eric Sardinas, Treat Me Right.
Do you feel all right? All right! Baby, to what I say, 'cause I need your loving to do me this way. I said, you gotta treat me right. Well, now do what I tell you to. Well, you better treat your good man right. Man, I ain't got no time to lose. Don't want no woman always crying. Hey, what you doing, honey? Whoa. You gotta treat me right. Well, do what I tell you to. You better treat your good man right. Baby, I got no time to lose. No time. Good man, right? Man, I ain't got no time to lose. Yeah, yeah.
treat your good man. Baby, I got no time to lose. Treat your good man, so I ain't got no time to lose. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
So that was Eric Sardinas, and that's some serious guitar playing. And we forgot to mention, this guy is like, when you watch him, you can hear all these little bits of the older guitar players. You can hear little Hendrix. You can hear Stevie Ray. You can hear, I heard Robin Trower and some of the things. But then he goes and just starts losing his mind.
He had a cup, and he kind of winks. And we thought he's going to start swigging the cup.
Yeah.
And then he starts spewing the liquid. On his guitar.
Right.
And then he bows down and does a Jimi Hendrix.
He does. He says it, but it was like a lot of fire coming up. And he's
still on fire.
Hitting the thing, playing it while
it's
on fire.
And he played with the Bud bottle, too. Remember that?
Oh, that was cool. That was the Bud thing. He goes and picks up. So his stock went down as soon as he goes and grabs a Bud bottle. But then he uses it as a slide. And every time he popped a high note, he would, because he'd been shaking the bottle, playing it, he let his thumb loose and foam would shoot out.
Foam would shoot out about 10 feet. So this guy was really cool to watch.
And by this time, he had his shirt off. He's lit his guitar on fire. He's playing with a beer bottle. And then
he
just jumps into the crowd.
Yeah.
He's got a wireless hookup on his guitar. He just starts walking the crowd. He walks all over that tent. Everybody watching. This guy's just playing like crazy.
Great show.
It was a great, great show. This didn't do justice. And so I was glad we found a live version.
Yeah.
We listened to some of his recorded stuff. This is a guy you got to see in concert. But it was very cool. And we're on to yet another beer.
Well, we were drinking the Balticas, which were brewed in Russia.
Yeah.
So now we're drinking a Russian-style beer, Russian
Imperial Stout. So we went from Russia to Belgium, and now we're into...
Well, we didn't enjoy our stop at Belgium.
No, our Rochelle was a little less blessed than some of the other abbeys that we've had. But we drank it anyway. And so now we're having Avery Czar Imperial Stout.
Czar Imperial Stout.
And Avery was the Avery beverage.
Avery was one of our favorite brews over the weekend because we kept going to the Flying Saucer.
Local tap house.
Try and kill our taste buds before having to drink the Bud Lights.
Yeah. We had to coat the palate with the good stuff. And they had
Avery IPAs there, which were very good.
Yeah.
And they didn't have any 90 minutes. Which is what I was looking for.
Right. We were looking for the Dogfish 90 minute. I'm holding this thing up to the light to see if I can see through it, and I can't. It's solid black.
You know, I got two cases of Russian Imperial Stout at home, right?
Yeah.
Homebrew.
You need to try some of this.
I'll start drinking that around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because when you brew that, it takes about a year to sit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Christy's favorite beer.
She's all smiles.
It's not Bud Light.
She's getting that warming feeling going down.
That's right. Do you feel the warmth? That's the whole thing about an Imperial Stout.
This is actually a very good Russian Imperial Stout.
Russian Imperial Stout is actually antifreeze.
So Avery is out of Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah. And we had the Avery IPA because we couldn't get the Dogfish Head 90 minute.
And we had the Avery Milk Stout, I believe.
And so now... Through the magic of podcasting, we're back on Sunday. This is how Sunday starts. We wake up, the crack of noon, the phone's ringing, and it's our friends, Jane and Alice, saying, "Where you at?" And Christy and I, of course, are like, by now, it's like, we didn't get into bed until 2:30 or 3, and we're just like, oh, and... she said, "You got to bring one," and this is the day we're going to bring the kid down. And Carol had bailed out. We neglected to mention Carol couldn't hang.
No. She only went one day. As a matter of fact, I've been directed to only buy one day ticket for her.
So anyway, it's Sunday, and we get this phone call, and it's like, oh, God, we got to get up, get our clothes and ponchos on.
Is that what
get
you said?
Down
oh,
there.
God, we got to get up.
Yeah, we got to hurry up because we'd miss Charles.
No, it's like, we get to go.
I forgot.
Wake up, Christy.
I like
we
go,
get to go back.
I forgot where I was, but I called you, and you're like on your way back from church.
I was in Mass the first time you called me, so I had to mute the phone.
Yeah. Carol, drag your wore out drunk ass to Mass. and we're like going to hit it again. This is like the earliest we got down there. And we pack up the car. We go. Rick had like just run inside, change his clothes, come back out. We pick him up. We head down there in order to see some band that the kids wanted to see. And
Isley.
Yeah.
They were good.
Were they?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, that's right, because Rick and I were clever, and we dropped Christy and Molly off, Molly the daughter. We dropped them off at the gate while we went to park. And so we parked, and then we went to the Flying Saucer and got a beer or two to warm ourselves up before
and
we went
down. I hadn't eaten yet, so guess what my breakfast was on Sunday?
Your breakfast was beer.
Beer. Not beer, four beers.
Four they were good.
We had four beers.
For breakfast.
I think it was. Was it four?
Well, before
gosh.
I ate.
We had
before
some
I
good
ate
beer.
Solid food.
Well, we were splitting them, though.
Did
the
you
last
eat
couple.
Too?
No,
no,
we
didn't.
Eat. We went and got some barbecue nachos.
We were saving that up for, as soon as we hit the fair, the music fest is like, oh, God, we got to get some food.
Yeah,
we went straight for the nacho tent.
Barbecue nachos were on the top of the list.
Yeah, and that's something. I don't know if that's indigenous to here, or do other people get to enjoy the miracle of barbecue nachos?
They probably spread, but I think they were invented here.
Yeah, well, probably so. So we get there, and we start walking around, and we're headed back for the blues tent, right? Because we always got to look in there and see who's there. And one of the guys that was playing, and this is kind of neat, was G.E. Smith.
Yeah, from Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live, former lead guitar, Hall & Oates and all
and
that.
And, yeah, so, you know, you look at him and you go, yeah, that's the guy.
That's the guy. And so we get there and we
– he was quite good.
He was. He was real good. I never heard the guy he was playing with. But he was, like, warming up the crowd and playing, and people were milling in and out, and he was really good. So we watched him for a little bit, and then that's when we finally reconnected with everybody, and we start heading out. And we hear this guy. As we're heading back out, we run into our friend Nancy Apple, who was on a couple of the shows. And she was like a hostess or something for these
Argentinians or something.
Costa Ricans.
And it's all the same.
Yeah, Memphis and I live in Latin America.
All of them guys.
But what Memphis and May honors a country every year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
that's
this
right.
year it's Costa Rica. Which
see, I didn't make that connection until this moment.
That's because you drank a lot
okay.
while we were down there.
I
so
no
anyway,
excuse.
We run into Nancy and one of her duties as a Memphis and May hostess, and she's been doing this for years, is just kind of chaperone these guys around. So they were the band, and if you look on here, they played every day. Malpais, and that's Puerto Rican for guys from – or Puerto Rican. Costa Rican. Puerto Rico, Costa Rica. Who knew? But anyway, they'd wandered off.
If I were clever, I'd do a little segue with the Born in America.
Yeah,
whatever that West Side Story song is from the Costa Ricans.
They were Puerto Ricans.
Ricans there.
Okay. But so the Russian Imperial Stout is doing
it's good.
Its job.
It's
okay.
Good stuff.
So anyway, Nancy, we see Nancy like walking around. And we say hi to her and everything, and I think, give her a hug, and I, like, poke her in the eye with the bill of my hat or something. But she says, I'm looking for my Costa Ricans. They wandered off because apparently they discovered.
Oh, I thought she was taking a break from them.
Now, they wandered
they
off.
They were getting all boozed up.
They were all tore up on Jack Daniels and wandered off. So I hope they'd done their set.
See, I did not see the Jack Daniels booth.
I think this is backstage, but they disappeared. So anyway, we're just like screwing around there outside the blues tent. G's in there playing, and we wander over to the stage, the AutoZone stage, I think it was, that had this other act going on, and we didn't know who the hell this guy was. And he's really good, Paul Thorne.
Oh, that's so our redneck guy, huh?
Our redneck, and this guy's like kind of hard to put your finger on. What exactly is this guy singing? Because we thought, is it blues? Is it country? And then he like threw a little gospel revival deal in.
Oh, that was awesome.
And it
you
was
know, I
very
really
good.
Liked that. I don't know if you did, but
I did. I thought he was really good.
Hit and me so all fired up.
We got some of his music that we're going to play for you. And this is Paul Thorne, and we've got a couple of songs, and we were just having a hard time figuring out it's from the album Ain't Love Strange, and we're just going to play this lovely ballad called Burn Down the Trailer Park.
Yeah, and this guy, he throws in your Kmart shop and your Walmart
shop. He just covers it.
You're going to have to
like listen to this over and over to get to the lyrics and get through all of them, because it's just funny as hell.
It's good stuff.
Burn Down the Trailer Park.
I borrowed some money and sold my car. I put an Airstream trailer up on blocks. That satellite dish was my first mistake. She started watching Oprah Winfrey and Ricky Lake. She cut me down to once a week. At supper time, there wasn't nothing to eat. I was paranoid, scared to death. She came home with aqua velvet on her breath. Burn down the trailer park. Shoot the pink flamingos out in the yard. Can't live hell since you broke my heart. I'm gonna burn down the trailer park. She hired the neighbor's son to cut our grass. She gave him cold iced tea and a piece of pie. My landlord came while I was out of town. Our pipes got fixed and the rent went down. We fell asleep with the late show on, and now it's 3 a.m. I wake up and see it's gone. I've got a strong suspicion she's at it again, and since I don't know which trailer she's in, I'm gonna burn down the trailer park. Shoot the pink flamingos out in the yard. Can't live hell since you broke my heart. I'm gonna burn down the trailer park. Jones don't understand. Geraldo don't understand. Maury Povich sure don't understand. I've got a can of gas and I'm a dangerous man. I'm gonna burn down the trailer park. Shoot the pink flamingos out in the yard. I can't live here since you broke my heart. I'm gonna
down the trailer park. And this guy, he's got just all kinds of songs. He's worth going to iTunes, just listen to some of the samples.
We got to find that revival song though.
Yeah, the one that he did that kind of closed out his show, he's talking about apparently his father was a big singer or something.
Tent revivalist,
yeah. And we'd like put him up there on the piano and he'd sing when he was a little boy. But this guy, he's just like a storyteller, singer, but not in the goofy, slow way. He plays.
No, in the Jerry Springer way. Yeah. East Trailer Park.
Yeah, it was funny. It was just funny as hell. So Sunday was great. And what
you
were
say you look like a cousin of yours or something.
Yeah, he probably was. But we're talking about, we're probably pissing people off because we're talking about beer you can't have and music you didn't get
to
see.
Well, you can have Bud Light. Just drink a lot of Bud Light and you're caught up with us there.
Yeah, so you want to recreate the weekend. Go drink like about three cases of Bud Light, then hit yourself in the head with a hammer about three or four times and then listen to some music over and over.
Wake up early, stay up late.
Yeah.
Eat bad food.
I mean, we did not hit, we were what, 2:33 every night. And we're not 18 anymore.
We're not young men.
We're not twice 18 anymore.
We do this for you, people.
But that's right. We take the bullet so you don't have to. Mm-hmm. And Christy was talking, what were you saying about you hadn't done this in like 20 years or something? I mean, going out and staying out all night, every night, over and over and over. Oh, man. It was good.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. So Sunday was great. All these people. Chicago.
Yeah, we saw Chicago.
We stopped in and saw them. They're antique people.
Well, they've got like 37 albums.
I mean, they were like
something.
They were good.
They were around when I was like a kid in high school.
So. The Neighbor Jane, that was the show that she, the group she had to see.
Yeah, she had to see. Jane had to go see them. And we missed Billy Lee Riley, which rockabilly legend.
I didn't miss him.
Well, I did. I wanted to see him, but we missed him.
I missed Stained.
We heard when we were coming into the park, I don't know if you remember this, we heard Government Mule. They're pretty good band. They were a little nice. We missed Yellow Card in their iPod sales, but I don't feel bad. But the one that Christy had to see, absolutely had to see, it's the ringtone on her phone. And this was arguably one of the best attended shows, Shinedown. It was. And this
Christy,
guy,
I think you need to share with us what you got from seeing
Shinedown.
Yeah,
what was
live.
This? Because you've seen them before.
Yeah, this is my second time. I just like them.
Well, yeah, obviously you got the ring.
That's
on
deep.
The phone.
Right.
But you said,
that's deep.
But you said the guy, you said, he's full of himself. the lead singer did. Which I didn't get to go see this.
No,
right?
It was very nice.
I thought he did great.
How did you not get to see him when I saw him? Did you wander off?
I was out of town.
No,
the first time she saw him.
With Three Doors Down.
Yeah, with Three Doors Down and Silver Tide.
Oh, wait, you weren't supposed to know about that.
No, I do know. I bought the tickets. Yeah. I thought it was a great, great thing. But anyway, Shinedown came out. And these are those people that we talked last show. I was talking about how I accidentally saw American Idol. And saw one of those weasels singing the it was like a
you accidentally
car.
Saw American Idol, America's favorite show. You
no,
accidentally
well, not mine,
the channel.
Not mine. I think they should all just burst into flames.
It on your but, TiVo?
No, I was in the Thai restaurant. I said
you
this
are,
last show.
You are a Paulo Abdul fan.
You should listen to our last show, Rick.
It hasn't been posted yet, Dick.
It will be.
I'm waiting for someone to edit the sucker.
But
and
remember,
get it out
this
there.
Is like in the future, so we act like it's already been done.
Right.
So anyway, I was complaining about how, and the guy didn't do a bad job, right? Singing the Shinedown song, but there's no substitute. This guy, Florida band. Great vocals, and he was very personable, but
it's uplifting.
It was, but then
isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, this
it's
is
good,
the thing.
Feel good music.
This was the thing that was kind of aggravating me, and that I was looking at this.
That's where Dick's going to bring us down.
Well, no, on the blog, our local paper, the Commercial Bill, puts out this blog, right? Very big of them, very cutting edge, and they're like, I don't know who the hell they hired to. Right about this, but one of them was an idiot. I mean, just completely stupid. Didn't know the first thing about music. I don't know why in the hell they had her on there.
But how do you really feel about her?
Well, I could.
You didn't respect her opinion?
Not in the least. And apparently, other people didn't either because everything she wrote, people would go and write comments saying, "You moron, why didn't you pay attention?" Who knows? Maybe they did that on purpose. But what was it she was saying? You were telling me you read in the paper about her sleep. She was taking a nap in the press trailer.
And she heard all the crowd singing
staring down the barrel of a 45 gun.
Yeah.
And it woke her from her sleep. And it's probably beauty sleep. And God knows she probably needs a lot of that. But having never seen her, but she just pissed me off. Because she also, the day before, read about. And then there were these older people called Big Star, and they played the Cheap Trick cover of the theme song from that 70s show. It's like, you pinhead. That's like one of the best bands, one of the pivotal bands that kind of shifted the direction of music. But what do you know? So
we did miss Big Star. I remember you guys talking them up.
Yeah, yeah. And then she goes and starts bitching about Shinedown. Shinedown did a great show. They did their Skynyrd tribute.
Yeah,
played
good.
Simple Man.
Boy, I love that song.
Man, I mean, they were just. I mean, this guy. He could sing a laundry list. It sounded good. He's got a really good voice. And they're one of the few groups that, you know, you go and see people live, they don't sound as overproduced. This guy's got the voice. So he did really good. I was very impressed by Shinedown. Huge, standing room only.
Yeah,
we kept trying to body surf. And there were more bodies surfing around at that one, I think, than any other.
I wasn't that as.
Except they were throwing beer cans and stuff.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. It's like usually, you know, they used to do like beach balls and stuff. No, here they're chunking beer cans. And
yeah.
Well, that's why they open all the cans before they give them to you.
Mm, yeah, probably because
idiots like that.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You think?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Well, I thought it was just so you could drink it faster.
No, so you don't make bombs out of it.
So anyway, that was a really good show. We saw a lot of others. We took a peek at the group we opened the show with, Booker T and the MGs. Mm-hmm. Got to see Steve Cropper, Duck Dunn, Booker T, and the other guy.
Now, for me, that was religious, man.
It was very cool. It was very cool because we're, like, watching them, and these guys are in their 60s.
Yeah.
You know, Steve Cropper.
But they still
64.
Sound good. They
sound great.
Not a lot of lyrics. They're not one for singing. Yeah, they're doing the blues.
We missed Johnny Winter.
Yeah.
And the reason we did is because we elected to close out our experience.
I feel good.
The Godfather soul, the hardest working man in show business. And what do you say?
Ain't he clean? He's clean.
James Brown. I had low expectations going in because I had seen him in Vegas like 12, 15 years ago, and the man was wore out.
It took about 30 minutes for the band to set up.
Right. But once they got up and they came out, I mean, it's like this guy, I mean, obviously, he's been in rehab. He's cleaned himself up.
And he's got some dancers. He's got some backup singers.
And he was nonstop. Once he got going, man, he was just
moving
nonstop.
And moving and moving and moving.
And here he is, 73 years old. Like, and it's like, here, you know, it's like,
well,
70s
like
Little
Richard.
And 80s. But he was just, he could take Little Richard.
yeah,
it was just,
sure,
it was, yeah, he was just it. Working it. And it was a very good show. I mean, it was just, that was a perfect way to close out this thing. And we had a big time. And so we've got a little
bit.
And
the song, Would a Man.
Oh, It's a Man's World.
It's a Man's World. Yeah, yeah. They only played a snippet of that. That kind
they
of
did.
Annoyed
they
me. It's kind
well,
of,
you know, he's got so many.
It's out because it's a great
they
song.
They did that. They a little bit of Living in America. With
tons
the,
of
the
horn
dancers
section.
Coming out wrapped in the flag and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, lots of horn sections. Yeah.
That was a good show. And then to give him a break, he brings out some girl that we don't know who the hell she is, and we'll never see her again. And she sings.
She's a tall, lanky woman.
But she sings a Memphis song, mm-hmm. right? Sings Soul Man. I know what she's saying. And
I turned to Dick. I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, it's like no.
And you said no, he didn't. That's not his.
Yeah, not
They're
his.
Covering
at all.
It.
But you know, so that was like his.
That was a
creative,
Sam and Dave, right?
Sam and Dave. Yep. Okay. It was his creative way of taking a little break there. And then he gets back in, but he did a great show. I mean, he just did nonstop set.
Yeah, so the legends were amazing. B.B. King,
mm-hmm.
Little Richard, okay.
It was good. I mean, it's good seeing these people because the thing we were talking about is we better see them before they die.
Right.
Because there's a lot of them out here and they're going to be here forever. And
James Brown's a good show.
Yeah, our big complaint was the beer. Luckily, we had the Flavor Buds to help salvage some of that. I know. We'll have to talk about that more on an upcoming show.
But you take a Bud Light and turn it into a...
Yeah, drop a Flavor Bud in.
Into a Bock beer or whatever taste you're
And that was great. I mean, surely they got these at other festivals.
Yeah,
I don't
those
know.
Were amazing.
Maybe. Yeah, I know. That was the only thing to say of the day. So we got that was it. We're still, I guess, rough around the edges.
We're tired.
So we've had just two mediocre shows in a row. Hopefully the next one will be a lot better.
Was the one I haven't heard yet mediocre?
Nah, it was great. You were great. Anyway, so we're going to close it out with the Godfather of Soul himself, Mr. James Brown.
I feel good. Anyway, drive safe.
See you next time.
Buenas noches.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. That I got a year. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. Good. So good.